quiet time, or seeking God through the Word and prayer. In the Bible, we read many passages about people who have walked with God and were in close contact with Him and professed His name. Today, we want to discuss how we can walk with God and what it means to live in daily contact with our Father. Many Christians around the world talk about a so-called quiet time with God. What is that? It is their time of conversation with God. It is their spiritual heartbeat. In this message, I would like to share with you from the Bible and show you how we can communicate with God. Seek Him and His heart through, first of all, the Word of God, and secondly, through prayer. Then I would like to tell of a personal experience in this area. Finally, I would like to give you some suggestions as to how you can start or deepen your daily walk with God. What does it mean to seek God? What exactly is this thing called a quiet time? One short definition I would give you is, it is meeting with the person of God. Yes, the person. God Himself, the Almighty, all-knowing, eternal, holy, and omnipresent God. He is present in our rooms to talk to us. We can talk to Him. In fact, He has a great desire to communicate with us. He is the person who, through His Son, Jesus Christ, saved us from eternal death. From the moment that we trusted Jesus Christ, God has one great desire for His children, namely, that we experience a walk with Him and His Son. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the God we can daily meet with. Isn't that a thrilling thought? Every time I think about it, I marvel over His wonderful love for me in giving me this great privilege of meeting and communicating with Him. It makes me look forward to seeing Him in heaven and to being in His presence forever. Where and how can we meet God? Our relationship with God is developed primarily through the Word of God and prayer. In His Word, God speaks to us and shares His will. When we pray, we speak to God and share our desires. One verse that means much to me is Psalm 17, verse 15. It says, As for me, I shall behold Thy face in righteousness. When I wake, I shall be satisfied with beholding Thy face. David the king woke up early each morning. And for what purpose? He woke to meet with God. He describes in Psalm 17 what that meant to him. It was like beholding God's face, being satisfied with seeing His form. If David would have had a Bible, his morning quiet time would have been a time of seeking God and asking Him, Lord, what is Your heart, character, and nature? I want to know You better and understand more of You and love You more. I don't think it was just a tradition for David to spend this time each morning or a hasty experience of quickly reading God's law. He spent hours with his God and Father. That is a great example for me. Upon seeing David's example, we must ask ourselves, is our meeting with God in the morning the most important time in the whole day? Are other activities more important? In my daily schedule, I consider this time with God as number one priority. David was later called a man after God's own heart. We can read this in Acts chapter 13, verse 22. God really loved him and loved to be with him. Another example of someone who had a warm relationship with God was Moses. Exodus 33, verse 11 says, Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Moses had a direct contact with God. They were friends. And as friends do, they talked to one another, listened to one another, planned together. Moses listened to God's voice, obeyed Him, brought God's law for the people to his countrymen, And do you know what he also did? He was once on his knees 40 days pleading for his people that they would not be destroyed. In Deuteronomy 9:25 it says, "So I lay prostrate before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, because the Lord had said he would destroy them." Moses knew his God, obeyed him, and therefore could stand in for other people in prayer. He could make supplications for others. Do we have such a strong relationship with our God? Do we really pray to him? That is, go into our room, shut the door, and pray to God who is in secret? That is how Jesus taught us to pray and to seek God in Matthew 6:6. Or that we had more time of undisturbed prayer to our listening Father? David prayed in Psalms 27, verses 7 and 8. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, 'Seek ye my face,' and my heart says to thee, 'Thy face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not thy face from me.'" In prayer, in honest prayer, we see God's face. We behold him as a person. Often when I pray, God gives me many ideas about himself, his character, his will. This is the Holy Spirit within us who works to show us God when we pray. In fact, he's the one who helps us pray. Now, why is it so important to have this daily walk or daily quiet time with God? We can give many reasons, but really it's very simple. God's desire is for it, and mine too. It is like two people who are in love. When you ask two lovers, "Why do you live together and share so much time with each other?" they will almost always answer, "We love each other and belong together." I want to share with you two other verses. Psalms 119, verse 97. "Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day." And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God wants all of our attention. He wants us to be in constant communication. The quiet time in the morning is the basis for such a day-long conversation. Often, God will remind you later in the day of something from your quiet time. In the morning, we tune in to God. The rest of the day, we keep on communicating. Often, we're very busy during the day, but that's no problem. God loves it when we speak to him in the small, spare moments during the day. I would like to share with you my personal experience in seeking God. I had been a Christian for 2 years when I started to spend much time in personal time with God. Through my regular quiet time, each morning my heart began to want more time with my Lord. I prayed for more time, and God opened up time each day in my busy schedule to spend with him. When I look back on my life, I believe that these times were probably the most important times of my entire life. I lived close to a river, and both early and late in the day, or whenever I could, I went down to that river to be with God. First, I read verses in Psalms, and took time to think about the verses that I'd read. They spoke about God's love and care for me, and my heart was thrilled. There I learned to praise God for who he is. Often I would pour out all my heart and tell him all the deep desires within me. I shared all my problems with God, and I knew that he was listening. Many of life's big decisions are still before me. I was not yet married. I was still in school, and did not yet know what profession I would have. All these things, hopes, worries, and desires, were brought before the Lord. I saw the river, and I prayed that God would make me a stream of living water. God promised me there that I would be like a river. He brought Ezekiel 47, verse 9 to mind, which says, "And wherever the river goes, every living creature which swarms will live, and there will be many fish, for this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so everything will live where the water goes." Because of that verse, I ask God to use my life in other countries, not just in my own. I ask Him to give me the right wife in His time and in His way. I ask for open eyes to recognize His will. These times were very refreshing for me, for here was a person to whom I could tell everything, really everything. I started loving God more because I realized He was indeed listening to me. And then later, I saw God starting to answer those prayers. In a wonderful way, He gave me my wife, and He's used my life for others. That time was just a beginning, but it was a great turning point in my life. Now you know the story of Zacchaeus. His desire was to see Jesus, really see Him. Not just look at Him as the crowds around Jesus were doing. He was ready for a heart-to-heart meeting with Jesus. Do you remember what he did? He climbed into a big sycamore tree because he realized that he, being so small, couldn't see Jesus in any other way in the midst of such a large crowd. Now, Zacchaeus was not a schoolboy. He was an official with a state job. But he didn't mind. He would do anything to see Jesus. Are we that way? Do we do anything to see Jesus? I hope and pray that through these programs, your heart might be moved to see God in a deeper and more consistent way. Let me give you some practical suggestions. If you are not now having a quiet time in the morning, decide to do it now, and set a time each morning. God will honor that decision in a mighty way. There are many things one can do in a quiet time, but I always start off with a short prayer, thanking God for the night's rest and asking Him to open my heart for His Word. Then I take a small portion of His Word, about 10 verses each day, and read these. After careful reading, I think through the verses and pray over the thoughts which the Spirit has given me at this time. And finally, I ask Him for specific things that I can do that day as an application for my life. He is really interested in my obedience to Him. It helps me to follow a regular program. You can start off, for an example, with the Gospel of Mark. Let's take a small section from this Gospel each morning of this coming week. Begin with Mark 1, verse 1 through 13. In each section that you read, ask yourself, what do I see about Jesus? In what way do I see Jesus here? Ask God to open your eyes to learn new things about Himself. You will discover much about His person and His will for you. There's nothing in the world greater than seeing Jesus. And people will notice. Our faces will be brighter because our hearts are filled with His love. So we can see that the quiet time means to speak directly with God. Our relationship with Him deepens. He speaks to us through His Word. We pour out our hearts to Him in prayer. He wants day-long communion with us. And I pray that during this week you will actually meet Him, just as Zacchaeus, Moses, and David did.